Thank you, Mr. Foy. Brethren, following the closing prayer, Ms. Gordon is requesting that the children's choir meet on stage. So all of you, please meet up here following the closing prayer, and then 15 minutes after the children's practice, the adult choir is to meet on stage. So I guess you adults, you're going to have to watch the children to know when they're done, and then within 15 minutes be up on stage. So anyway, if you'll take your hymnals and rise, and following the closing hymn, we will be led in prayer by an elder here in Huntsville, Mr. Freddie Hunter. So we'll be turning to page 297. Get there myself here, page 297. It's titled "For the Healing of the Nations," taken from Revelation 22, and that is something that our Savior is going to do. Page number 297. This is new, so look closely at the words.
Almighty God and Father in heaven, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pause to come before your throne of grace and mercy to give you thanks and praise and honor and glory. We thank you for the very encouraging and inspiring message that we heard today. We come before you in humility. Please, Almighty God, continue to grant us repentance and help us to see a little bit more clearly what it is you want us to do and how it is you want us to be. Again, we thank you for the message of encouragement and help us to continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and have our feet shod with this gospel of peace. So very important, Almighty God, that we let our light shine so that others can see and respond to your truth. So encourage us and inspire us and give us the health and strength to be able to live our lives in such a way that pleases you and others may see and believe. And we ask your dismissal. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.